Success in business, career advancement, and personal development isn't solely determined by talent, resources, or opportunity. While these factors certainly matter, research consistently shows that our mental framework, our mindset, often serves as the primary determinant of whether we achieve our goals or remain stuck in patterns of limitation. Understanding why mindset becomes such a formidable barrier and learning how to overcome these mental obstacles can be the difference between mediocrity and extraordinary achievement. The human mind is incredibly powerful, capable of both propelling us toward remarkable success and holding us back from reaching our full potential. When we examine the stories of individuals who have overcome significant challenges to achieve success, we often find that their breakthrough came not from external changes, but from internal shifts in their thinking patterns and beliefs about what was possible for them. The foundation of limiting beliefs. At the core of mindset barriers lies a complex web of limiting beliefs, deeply held convictions about ourselves, our capabilities, and our circumstances that restrict our actions and decisions. These beliefs often form early in life through experiences, cultural conditioning, and the messages we receive from authority figures. Once established, they operate like invisible prison walls, constraining our vision of what's possible. Many professionals struggle with imposter syndrome, constantly questioning whether they deserve their position or success. This internal dialogue creates a self-fulfilling prophecy where individuals underperform because they believe they're not truly qualified. Business leaders worldwide recognize that developing the right mindset is crucial for entrepreneurial success, yet many still operate from a foundation of self-doubt rather than confidence. The impact of these limiting beliefs extends far beyond personal confidence. They influence our decision-making processes, the risks we're willing to take, the opportunities we pursue, and even the goals we set for ourselves. When we believe we're not capable of achieving certain outcomes, we unconsciously sabotage our efforts or avoid taking the necessary actions that would lead to success. The science behind mindset as a success determinant. Research in psychology and neuroscience has provided compelling evidence that mindset serves as the primary determinant of business and personal success. Our brains are designed to seek patterns and create shortcuts in thinking, which means that once we establish certain mental frameworks, they become automatic responses to situations and challenges. The concept of neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize and form new neural connections throughout life, offers hope for those seeking to overcome mindset barriers. This means that even deeply ingrained thought patterns can be changed with consistent effort and the right strategies. However, the process requires awareness, intention, and sustained practice. Studies have shown that individuals with growth mindsets, those who believe their abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work, consistently outperform those with fixed mindsets who believe their talents are static traits. This difference in performance isn't just marginal, it can be dramatic, affecting everything from academic achievement to business innovation and leadership effectiveness. The crab mentality, how social environment reinforces mental barriers. One of the most insidious mindset barriers comes not from within ourselves but from our social environment. The phenomenon known as crab mentality represents a significant hidden barrier to success, where individuals or groups attempt to pull down others who are trying to improve their circumstances. This social dynamic creates additional mental barriers because it makes success feel isolating or even dangerous to our sense of belonging. Many people unconsciously limit their own growth to maintain acceptance within their social circles, choosing comfort and familiarity over progress and achievement. The fear of outgrowing friends, family expectations, or community norms can be so powerful that it overrides our desire for success. Breaking free from crab mentality requires developing the mental strength to pursue growth despite potential social pushback. It means being willing to step outside our comfort zones and risk temporary discomfort in relationships for the sake of long-term fulfillment and achievement. This often involves finding new peer groups and mentors who support rather than limit our aspirations. Fear, the ultimate success saboteur. Fear operates as perhaps the most powerful mindset barrier to success. It manifests in countless forms: fear of failure, fear of success, fear of judgment, fear of inadequacy, and fear of the unknown. In professional development contexts, fear consistently emerges as the biggest barrier preventing individuals from achieving their full potential. What makes fear particularly challenging is that it often masquerades as rational thinking or practical caution. We tell ourselves we're being realistic when we avoid pursuing ambitious goals, but often we're simply allowing fear to dictate our choices. Fear creates elaborate justifications for inaction, convincing us that staying small and safe is the intelligent choice. The physiological response to fear, increased heart rate, sweating, muscle tension, can be so uncomfortable that we'll do almost anything to avoid situations that trigger these sensations. This means that many people organize their entire lives around avoiding fear rather than pursuing what they truly want. They choose careers, relationships, and lifestyles based on what feels safe rather than what feels meaningful or exciting. Overcoming fear-based thinking requires recognizing that courage isn't the absence of fear but action taken despite fear's presence. Successful individuals learn to interpret fear as information rather than instruction, using it as a compass to identify areas where growth is needed rather than areas to be avoided. The comfort zone trap. Closely related to fear is the powerful pull of our comfort zones, those psychological spaces where we feel safe, competent, and in control. While comfort zones serve an important function in providing stability and reducing stress, they can become prisons when we refuse to venture beyond their boundaries. Research shows that remaining within our comfort zone often becomes the biggest financial and professional barrier we face. The comfort zone creates a compelling illusion of safety. We convince ourselves that staying with the familiar job, the predictable routine, or the known social circle protects us from potential pain or failure. However, this perceived safety often comes at the cost of growth, opportunity, and fulfillment. When we examine the regrets of highly successful people, they rarely concern the risks they took that didn't pan out. Instead, they focus on the opportunities they didn't pursue because they felt too risky. Breaking free from comfort zone limitations requires developing a different relationship with discomfort. Instead of viewing discomfort as something to be avoided, we must learn to see it as a signal that we're growing and expanding our capabilities. This mindset shift transforms challenging situations from threats to be avoided into opportunities for development and progress. The role of self-talk and internal dialogue. The conversation we have with ourselves throughout the day, our internal dialogue, plays a crucial role in either supporting or sabotaging our success. Most people are unaware of how critical and limiting their self-talk has become. We speak to ourselves in ways we would never speak to a friend, using harsh judgment and negative predictions that undermine confidence and motivation. This internal critic often becomes so familiar that we mistake its voice for truth rather than recognizing it as just one perspective, and often an unhelpful one. The critic specializes in finding reasons why we can't succeed, why we don't deserve good things, or why our current circumstances are permanent. It feeds on past failures and uses them as evidence for future limitations. Transforming self-talk requires first becoming aware of these internal patterns. Many people discover they're shocked by how negative and limiting their inner voice has become. Once awareness is established, the work involves consciously choosing more supportive and empowering internal dialogue. This isn't about positive thinking or denial of challenges, it's about developing an inner voice that functions as a coach and supporter rather than a critic and saboteur. Professional development and the mindset connection. In today's rapidly evolving work environment, professional success increasingly depends on our ability to adapt, learn, and grow. However, many professionals struggle with mindset barriers that prevent them from taking advantage of development opportunities. Building trust and achieving success in virtual work environments requires overcoming mental barriers related to remote communication and digital collaboration. The shift to remote and hybrid work models has highlighted how much our success depends on internal motivation and self-direction rather than external structure and supervision. This change has exposed mindset barriers that previously remained hidden. Some professionals thrive in the autonomy of remote work, while others struggle because their success was previously dependent on external validation and direction. Professional coaching has emerged as a powerful tool for accelerating personal growth because it specifically addresses the mindset barriers that prevent individuals from reaching their potential. Unlike traditional training that focuses on skill development, coaching targets the internal obstacles that prevent people from applying their existing capabilities effectively. Understanding different development approaches. When addressing mindset barriers, it's important to understand the distinctions between teaching, coaching, and mentoring approaches. Each serves a different purpose in personal and professional development, and understanding these differences helps individuals choose the most appropriate support for their specific mindset challenges. Teaching provides information and skills, but it doesn't necessarily address the mental barriers that prevent application of that knowledge. Mentoring offers guidance and wisdom from experience, which can help overcome some limiting beliefs, but may not dig deep into personal thought patterns. Coaching, on the other hand, specifically focuses on identifying and transforming the internal obstacles that prevent success. Understanding what coaching truly entails helps individuals recognize when mindset work is needed versus when other forms of development might be more appropriate. Many people seek additional training or skills development when their real barrier is internal, their beliefs about their capabilities or worthiness of success. The digital age and mindset challenges. The modern digital landscape has created new mindset barriers while also offering unprecedented opportunities for growth and success. Social media comparison, information overload, and the pressure to maintain a perfect online image can create additional mental obstacles to authentic success and fulfillment. Building an authentic professional online presence requires overcoming mindset barriers related to self-promotion, vulnerability, and the fear of judgment. Many talented professionals limit their opportunities because they struggle with the mindset shifts required to effectively showcase their expertise and build their personal brand. The digital age also offers powerful tools for mindset transformation. Online learning platforms, virtual coaching, digital communities, and mobile apps provide accessible resources for personal development. However, the abundance of options can itself become a barrier if individuals become overwhelmed by choices or use consumption of content as a substitute for taking action. Strategies for overcoming mindset barriers. Overcoming mindset barriers requires a systematic approach that addresses both conscious and unconscious patterns of thinking and believing. The first step involves developing self-awareness, recognizing the specific thoughts, beliefs, and internal dialogue that limit progress. This awareness often comes through reflection, journaling, feedback from others, or working with a coach or therapist. Once limiting patterns are identified, the work involves challenging their validity and developing more empowering alternatives. This isn't about positive thinking or denial of reality, it's about examining whether our current beliefs serve our goals and well-being. Many limiting beliefs were formed during childhood or during difficult experiences and may no longer be relevant or helpful in our current circumstances. Cognitive restructuring techniques help individuals develop more balanced and supportive thought patterns. This involves learning to question automatic negative thoughts, look for evidence both for and against limiting beliefs, and consciously choose thoughts that support rather than sabotage goals and well-being. Behavioral experiments provide powerful tools for overcoming mindset barriers through direct experience. Rather than trying to think differently, individuals take small actions that challenge their limiting beliefs and provide evidence of their capabilities. Success in these experiments helps build confidence and momentum for larger changes. The role of environment in mindset transformation. Our environment, both physical and social, significantly influences our mindset and either supports or undermines our efforts to overcome mental barriers. Creating an environment that reinforces positive change while minimizing triggers for limiting beliefs becomes crucial for sustained transformation. This might involve curating social media feeds to include inspiring rather than comparison-inducing content, surrounding ourselves with people who support our growth, reading books, and consuming content that reinforces empowering beliefs, and creating physical spaces that remind us of our goals and capabilities. The people we spend time with have a profound impact on our mindset. If we're surrounded by individuals who complain, make excuses, or discourage growth, it becomes much more difficult to maintain the mental framework necessary for success. Consciously choosing to spend time with growth-minded individuals, mentors, and peers who inspire us creates a supportive environment for mindset transformation. Conclusion. Understanding why mindset often serves as the biggest barrier to success empowers individuals to address the root cause of their limitations rather than just treating symptoms. While external factors certainly influence outcomes, our internal response to these factors, our mindset, ultimately determines our level of success and fulfillment. The journey of mindset transformation requires patience, persistence, and often professional support. It's not about eliminating all negative thoughts or achieving perpetual optimism, it's about developing a mental framework that supports growth, resilience, and authentic success. When we address mindset barriers at their source, we unlock our ability to take advantage of opportunities, overcome challenges, and create the life and career we truly desire. Success becomes possible not just for those born with certain advantages or talents, but for anyone willing to examine their internal obstacles and do the work necessary to overcome them. In a world where external circumstances are often beyond our control, mindset remains the one area where we have complete authority, making it both our greatest barrier and our most powerful tool for transformation.